Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Charles and Emily with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. The MEAA is holding a vigil this Saturday on the International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists to lament the killing of media workers in the line of duty. MEAA members will reflect on the horrific toll of journalists killed while reporting on the war in Gaza, 128 journalists and media workers, all but five of them Palestinian. This is more than have died in the course of any year since 1992, when the Committee to Protect Journalists began documenting these murders. Anglers and the general public are urged to report any sightings of the four critically endangered swordfish species during National Swordfish Sighting Week from the 26th of October to the 2nd of November. 40 years ago, swordfish were regularly spotted in Australia's tropical and subtropical waters. Today, the rays are rarely seen outside the Gulf of Carpentaria, Northern Territory and the Kimberley. The green swordfish has been declared presumed extinct by the Australian Marine Conservation Society. The last confirmed sighting of a green swordfish was in 1972 in the Clarence River at Yamba. Sightings, even including photos of sword trophies, can be registered on the Sharks and Rays Australia website.
In national news, after being abandoned in 2022 after record-breaking floods, the Jali Local Aboriginal Land Council has voted to rebuild its community on Cabbage Tree Island. The ABC says 19 houses will be rebuilt on the island near Ballina, totaling $30 million. The construction will be funded by the New South Wales Reconstruction Authority and the National Emergency Management Agency. The Jali Local Land Council announced a significant change from a year ago when the New South Wales government deemed Cabbage Tree Island too risky for habitation after floods. Plans include raising houses above flood level and ensuring homes are rebuilt with flood-resistant materials and more. Many residents are excited to get back onto the island they grew up on. Content warning. This report involves mentions of child neglect and abuse. A Perth couple has been accused of starving their 16-year-old daughter. Based on medical information supplied by her father, Dr. Amy Murdoch believed the child was 14, however was almost 17. The girl's body mass index was at 12.5, where a healthy BMI is between 18 and 25. Following this review, Dr. Murdoch said she had never seen such a dramatically low BMI in a child. Blood tests also revealed the 16-year-old had an underactive thyroid function, anemia, and had not yet gone through puberty. Dr. Murdoch told the court that despite informing the parents about the state of the girl's health, there was a blatant lack of concern. To this date, the trial continues. In international news, Mount Fuji in Japan has officially gone the longest period of time without snow on its peak ever since records began 130 years ago. Typically, snow falls on the mountain's peak early in October, but unusually warm weather has meant that its famous snow cap has been absent. Last year, snow fell on the mountain by the 5th of October. While this single event cannot automatically be attributed to climate change, it is consistent with weather events that climate experts predict in a warming world. For your weather today, Brisbane is 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the high band. The tide is currently 1.5 metres high on the Brisbane Bar. The next low tide will be at 2:38 p.m. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.